כבוד.
Okay, listen to his spoken. It's okay, don't empty.
It's a tape on your phone. Oh, it's good. With your permission and permission, another permission. Let us say this is next Friday night. The Shulchan Aruch says the halacha is the person has to have wine. And if he doesn't, he has to go and rent himself out. And if he can't find a job, he has to sell his clothing. That halacha almost never can be found in any other halakha. And not only that halakha you cannot find about matzah. It's not that doesn't say Shulchan Aruch, somebody cannot afford to buy matzah. He should sell himself. He should rent himself. He should sell his clothing. About Korban Pesach. Somebody has no right to participate in Korban Pesach. There's no halakha in Shulchan Aruch that he has to sell his clothing for that. Sounds like wine is more important than anything else. And Chachamim wants to say it's called advertise the miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Chachamim say, well, Masa has also advertised the miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And certainly the sacrifice of Pesach. Nevertheless, it's the halakha. It sounds that the wine is the most important part in the Seder. That halacha is that you have to have, the Gemara says you have to have 4 cups of wine. And you have to divide it among the Seder. You cannot have 4 cups right away in the beginning. At the same time, the Gemara says you cannot take 4 cups and pour it into a very big cup and drink it. Must be 4 cups in different times, but the order that whoever the Haggadah, whoever made the Haggadah, he puts it over there. And when you learn the Gemara, the Mishnah, so the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim, that tells us how to do the Seder. The Mishnah does not tell us that the Seder is running by the text. The Mishnah says that the Seder is running by the wine. It's the language of the Mishnah. Masgulo kos rishon. They pour the first cup, you do this. Masgulo kos sheni. They pour the second cup, you do this. Masgulo kos shlishi. They pour the third cup, you do this. From all this information, we see the wine has a tremendous effect. The question is, what's so important? How can it be so more important than the matzah? More important than the sacrifice of Pesach? That's wine. No. You see, the wine is the most important. As the Mishnah said, that everybody must have wine. And the Shulchan Aruch extended it, that sell your clothing and get wine. In the Torah, in the text, when Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, after Moshe Rabbeinu complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he came down to Egypt, things got worse, Hashem tells him a statement. So you should know, I did reveal myself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and I did hear the suffering, the torturing. I saw what they go through, Vayez Koret Briti, and I do remember my promise, my swear, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's a statement that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu. It means the Torah says, the Gemara says, the Torah says, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, the celebration is not because Hashem took us. Celebration is because Hashem decided, after he heard how much we suffer, is not he's going to take us. That ignited the memory from Yisrael Hashem, you can say such a thing, to remember Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And for this, Hashem took us out of Egypt. And by the night, we say, let us say that, you know, celebration, you come out of Egypt, you have to remember, you come out of Egypt, Hashem says in the text, it's because of Yitzchak and Yaakov. And the reason for that, that what was the reason Hashem took us out of Egypt, is because we did not behave in Egypt. And then we brought Mila, as well participate in the parade for the Avodah Zarah. So of course, I can put as Moshe Rabbeinu. Things got worse since you came. So Moshe arrived and said, I'm taking you out of Egypt. So what the first thing you should have done? Get rid of the Avodah Zarah and do Brit Milah. No. They didn't get rid of the Avodah Zarah. And not only that, they also did not want to do Brit Milah. And the last moment, before Exodus, they still didn't do Brit Milah. And they never threw the Avodah Zarah out. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, it is so much in the text, he writes in the Torah, the reason Hashem took us out of Egypt is not because we were good, not because we suffered, because we suffered so much, so-called Hashem remembered the promise that he told Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, he took us out of Egypt. But the person has to remember it when I said that. That's what it says in the Torah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore, Lachen, says the Gemara, says, and Lachen El Hashon Shvua, the Gemara says, Hashem swore, and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, because I remember Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, therefore, I'll take you out of Egypt. I'll save you from the hard labor. And I will redeem you. I'll take you to be my nation. Gemara says here, you have four languages that Hashem uses. And it tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, those four languages are for the four cups of wine. Since Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I am taking them out, I'm going to save them, I'm going to redeem them, I'm going to take them to be my nation, says the Gemara, why did Hashem say four statements? Hashem said it in order for us to remember it. And how would you remember those languages, those statements? By having cups of wine. You have four cups of wine, each cup of wine is to remember one statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? If Hashem wants me to remember, I make a note before Leil HaSeder, I put it on the table. Hashem wants me to remember, I remember it. Hashem wants me to remember it by having a cup of wine. It means the person is crucial. The Gemara says it's crucial. The Gemara says the person who has the first cup of wine is a Kiddush. So you have to have in mind, Botzeti. Hashem said he can take you out of Egypt. The second cup of wine, a person has to have in mind, Bitzati. Hashem is going to save us. The third cup of wine, a person has to have in mind, redemption. The fourth cup of wine, a person has to have in mind, Belakachetchem Lelam. Hashem is going to take us to be my nation. I said, what wine has to do with anything? Hashem wants me to know the four languages. I do. No. You can't have all of them at once. You have to have a separation between those cups. And each cup, you have to have a different thing than you had. It's not, I have a wine. How is the wine? Excellent wine. It's not what they do. The concentration on Leil HaSeder is so important. Yerushalayim writes in his book, a person should sit at the table very serious. Not smile, nothing. This is a very crucial night. The Gemara says, the Zohar says, this is the night that Hashem hopefully will decide to take us out of exile.
Amen.
The Gemara says that Mashiach can come any moment.
Amen.
But to come out of exile can be only the night of Pesach. So the Shlomo writes in this book, he says, therefore you have to know how serious you have to be. Then you have to have the Kabbalah. The Gaon Mevilna writes in his commentary, that it has 64 mitzvot. From the time we come from Beit Knesset, until the Seder is finished, have 64 mitzvot as the Gaon Mevilna. I said, that's how crucial the night. He said, listen, but you have to understand, the most important part is wine. And that's what you have to have in mind. I says, what is it all about? Here comes Chachamim and explain to us. You know, in the Torah, you found the wine. Of course, the Torah is not a story, but the Torah tells us the concept of wine. First, of course, it's Banoach. But the second time, we find Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu came from the war, and it was the night of Pesach. And then he met the son of Noach, Shem, and in the text, the Torah says, Melchizedek ben Shlomo Tzvi Lechem Hayayin. It says, Shem ben Noach was the king of Jerusalem at the time, and he brought Abraham, when he met Abraham, Avinu sounds like the first time. And he gave Abraham Avinu bread and wine. And the Gemara says, why did he give him wine? The Gemara says, he gave him a hint. Hashem was a Navi. As he gave Abraham a hint that one day, he gave him a Bet HaMikdash, and he's going to pour wine on the altar. That's important right now. Coming from the war, he has to hint to Abraham Avinu is going to be a Bet HaMikdash, he's going to pour wine. But Yitzchak Avinu, also night of Pesach, he called Esav to give him a bracha, also night of Pesach. So Yaakov goes inside, instead of Esav, and Torah says in the text, Yaakov gave Yitzchak wine. Why did Torah tell us this? What's the important thing about it? Yaakov gave Yitzchak wine. It was the night of Pesach. But Yaakov, there's no date that I know. Maybe some people will know the date. But Yaakov Avinu, after Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, the Torah says Yosef sent Yaakov 10 donkeys full of wine. What's so important about it? That Yosef is sending wine to Yaakov, and the Torah has to write it. That Yaakov is getting wine. Chachamim say the following. At HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says that Leila Seder is in order to accomplish something. It's not just, you know, what you call in America, the Yotzeit. It's to remember what happened. That we have to do something in order for the redemption. And the redemption is not redemption for us. It's not redemption for us. It's we have to have in mind redemption for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the redemption. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in exile. Actually, the Torah says, V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shvutcha, V'chamecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so-called, is going to hold everybody's hand. And he's going to take him out of exile. So it's a job. It's a major job. That Hashem gives us the opportunity, so-called, to pull him out of exile and to take him to Israel. So here comes the Torah and tells us the secret. The Torah says like this, look, when you come to Eretz Israel, your children will ask you questions about Pesach. So the Torah says, the Gemara explains, they say in the Haggadah, כנגד ארבע בנים דיברה תורה. It says, four children, he asked a question. אחד חכם, one child is חכם. אחד רשע, one is wicked. אחד תם, one is like naive. אחד שאני יודע לשאול, one doesn't know how to ask, that's not going on. What's important? That the Torah has to tell us, listen, you have a son, a smart one, he's going to ask this way. Chas Shalom HaRashah will ask something else. How important it is, come to Gemara and says, I want to tell you something. This is the Gemara, before Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide that somebody has to say, Bracha on the wine. He's going to call Abraham Avinu, is going to ask him, would you say bracha on the wine? Avram would say, I can't. I had a son, Ishmael. Hashem would ask Yitzchak, would you say bracha on the wine? It's a Gemara. Yitzchak said, I can't. I had Esav. And Yaakov is another reason. It doesn't matter. And Hashem is going to ask Moshe, would you say? Said, no. I can't. I never arrived in Eretz Israel. But this has to do with anything. He didn't come to Israel, so he can't say bracha on the wine. Moshe said, I can't say bracha on the wine. And Hashem is going to ask Yoshua. Yoshua ben Nun, Moshe's assistant. Would you say bracha on the wine? Yoshua would say, no. He said, I got no boys. Yoshua had only girls. Okay, so? That's only a reason. Also a reason. Hashem wants to say bracha on the wine. He said, I'm sorry, I can't say. I haven't got a boy. So what? What's wrong with girl? Can't say bracha. And Hashem is going to ask David HaMelech, what do you say? He said, yes, I'm going to say bracha. What is it all about? So the Gemara explained like this. Zohar, the Gemara says, right now, Hashem's chair is not completed. Until Hashem will destroy Amalek, the chair is not completed. Who is going to complete it? Mashiach. By destroying Amalek, it says in Torah, he'll complete the chair of Hashem. The Gemara says like this, look. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avinu, by their behavior, by their job, how they serve Hashem, they were able to do two things. First, if we may say such a thing, to build a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chariot, three wheels, as well, if we may say such a thing, to reinforce the legs of the chair of the chair of Hashem. Only to me. Until David HaMelech, the chair was not reinforced, the fourth leg, and the chariot ran only on three wheels. David came in order to do it. Then we say in Shabbat in the Haftarah, Magen David, and it says that Magen again David. I says, this was David's job. David, that's what he wanted in his life. He knew that he has to reinforce the fourth leg, complete the job of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov started, and create a new wheel for the wagon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the job that's being required. And that's really what Hashem loved Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov so much, because that's what they did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The work they did for Hashem, Avodah. The deed for Hashem did that creation that Hashem expects, so called from us, from human being. And that's what the Gemara says. Before Hashem will come, Hashem wants to say bracha on the wine. So, what is this wine business? The Gemara says, wine, what it means, it gives a person the knowledge of Hashem. Person knows what Hashem wants. In the lifetime, the Gemara says, a person has to think all the time, what does Hashem want? I says, how would you know what does Hashem want? The Gemara says, the wine has a special thing. Hashem created wine for that reason. The wine will open up the brain of a person, and you will know what Hashem wants. And therefore, the Torah will tell us that Abraham got wine from Shem ben Noach, Yitzchak got wine from Yaakov, Yaakov got wine from Yosef. The Gemara says, Yosef, why is sending so much wine to Yaakov Avinu? 10 donkeys full of wine. The Gemara says, well, that's kenim nocham mimenu. It says, the knowledge of old people, they love wine. What do you mean? Yaakov is alcoholic. They're coming back to Egypt right away. They're going to get to Israel, they're going to pack up, and they're going to go back to Egypt. In the meantime, Yosef is sending 10 donkeys full of wine to Yaakov. What is the purpose? The Gemara says the person has to know the kavanah of the wine is not alcoholic, chas v'shalom. I said, this is what Satan is so strong about wine. He'll become alcoholic. I says, what is really the wine, the Gemara says? Gemara says, the wine penetrates in the man and the person's brain. And then he knows what Hashem wants from him. And then Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the Torah tells us that the Torah is busy with the wine. You know, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, it's because the Torah wants to tell you that that was their desire. They wanted to know what Hashem wants. And therefore, Shem Eloach, he brings wine to Abraham Avinu after Abraham Avinu came from the war. So he says, why are you bringing wine? And he says, bring your wine in order for Abraham Avinu to know that the most important thing is Beit HaMikdash. And actually, the Gemara says, at the time Abraham Avinu was 52, and Abraham Avinu was going to Eretz Yisrael when he was 75, the Gemara says, and the Aruch HaRegba is going to Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Abraham Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I don't get the place of Beit HaMikdash, I don't need Eretz Yisrael. I don't need Eretz Yisrael. He said, where did you get this idea? From it. He said, from the wine. So from the wine, at age 52, he got from Shem Menoch. He says, the wine ignites the real thoughts in the person's brain. What does Shem want from him? He said, this is really the secret you should know of Leila Seder. The four cups of Leila Seder is not El Chaim. Okay, we come out. No. Gemara says those four cups are the four languages that Hashem uses. Each language is referred to Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. That's the Kavana. Then you're going to have the first cup, Kedush, in your hand. You said, what is this? He says, Shabachabanu Mikolam. He says, Abachabanu. You know who is the first one Hashem chose? We say, morning in Tefillah. Tav Hashem Elokim Shabacharta Abraham. Hashem chose Abraham. So the first cup of wine is Kiddush. It says, what you have in mind? Torah says, Gemara says, V'otzeti etchem. I took you out of Egypt. So the first cup is, you should know, Hashem took you out of Egypt b'zchut Abraham Avinu. Because Hashem chose you. This is in the text, in the Kiddush. So what you have to have in mind, you have to know that b'zchut Abraham Avinu, Hashem decided to take us out of Egypt. It says that the concept of the wine. It says now when you drink the wine, the first cup, you know, now I know. Bizchut Avraham Avinu. So what does it mean? What it means is they have to be in the path of Avraham Avinu. That's what it means. It says the way Avraham Avinu behaved, he created a will for the wagon of Hashem and reinforced the leg of the chair. So the first cup is not, okay, I remember. Okay, L'chaim. No. The first cup is obligation. It's obligation that a person has in his mind. He has to be like Abraham Avinu. It says, right now, what we are doing is reinforcing one leg of the chair. And we may say building, making a wheel for the chariot, for the wagon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order, at the end of the Leila Seder, we can have Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and David. Now the wagon is completed, and the chair of Hashem is completed. And that's what the Torah hints. That's what the Torah tells us that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Since Moshe Rabbeinu complained to Hashem, he said, why did I come out of down to Egypt? He said, things got worse. Hashem tells him, listen, you don't understand. Things got worse because Israel did not behave. But I will, anyway, I'll take him out. But I will take them out not because they deserve redemption. The celebration of Pesach, because not we deserve it. We didn't deserve it. We didn't do Brit Milah. And we didn't have the Zohar. So why did Hashem take us? He take us because Abraham Avinu built a wheel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reinforced a leg. And then Yitzchak and Yaakov. Therefore Hashem swore to them that one day he'll take us out of Egypt, out of slavery. And here we are. So Leila Seder also, it's not coming out of exile. You say in the beginning of Leila Seder, Hashata Avde, Shana Mevne Chori. Now we are slaves. Next year will be free people. Hashata Acha, this year we're not in Eretz Yisrael. So now Baba Eretz Yisrael will be the same. What are you trying to say? What is saying it? He says it's not a tefillah. It's not we pray, it's a statement. That's what we want. It says we want To be free? What do you want to be free? No, we used to be slave in Egypt. So why you guys, why did you get free? Why? What happened? Hashem took us out. Why did Hashem take us out? Why did Hashem take you out? Not because Hashem heard you screaming. No. Torah says the opposite. Hashem heard you screaming, but Hashem did not want to take you out because you did not behave. Well, help. What does it help if you scream and you still do Avodah Zarah? Gemara says called Tovel v'Shes Biyado. Somebody goes inside the mikveh and he's holding a dead mouse in his hand. And he holds a dead mouse and says, Hashem, I'm inside the mikveh. Gemara says, he has Avodah Zarah in his hand, he's in the mikveh. Inside the mikveh. He says, you're in mikveh with the Avodah Zarah in your hand. Gemara says, what does it help the whole preparation coming out of Egypt if you still have Avodah Zarah in your hand? We still didn't take it after we came out of Egypt. The Gemara says we crossed Yam, so people have that in their pocket. They got out of Israel building Beit HaMikdash, Shlomo Beit HaMikdash, people had that in their pocket. Because the big Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. We cannot judge Chas V'Shalom our fathers. But this is the situation. Hashem, the Ramban says, all the Rishonim say, I think Gemara says, Hashem did not take us out of Egypt just because Hashem had mercy on us. Hashem doesn't have mercy on somebody that he helps himself. The Gemara says, Petya Sur Rechem Alav. The Gemara says, you say an idiot is drinking bleach and he's fighting with you. What do you do? The Gemara says, what can you do with it? You can do nothing with him. Put him in a psychiatrist, a place. What can you do with him? I says, we are in a same situation. Comes the Gemara and says, look, the whole Leila Seder is different concept at all. It's not what you think. It's a job. And the first cup of wine is a job that you have to have in mind, Avraham Avinu, and you have to have in mind the first statement. It says, by the way, the Gemara says, every cup is for something. And that's what the Mishnah, and the Gemara tells us, listen, the main thing in Leila Seder is the wine. Because the wine is going to penetrate our brain. It's going to tell us the first cup is Avraham. It says, what's Avraham? What do you know about Avraham? Avraham fought Avodah Zarah. Avraham went from one place to another one and gave lectures against Avodah Zarah. Avraham did kindness of Nasrat Orchim. I said, accepting yourself this. I said, accepting yourself this, then you build a wheel to the chariot of Hashem, as well reinforce the leg of the chariot. And the second one is Yitzchak, the third one is Yaakov. And the fourth one is David HaMelech. In the Torah, when you read the text, after those four languages, Hashem says in the Torah, "Ve'beti etchem al haaretz, I'll take you to Eretz Yisrael, asher nasati et yadi." In the text, Hashem said, "I swore in my chair." All of a sudden, the chair. In the beginning, Hashem says, "I have to keep my swear to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and I'll take you out of Egypt." After Hashem said, okay, number five, I will take you to Israel, and not because Hashem doesn't say, because I promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hashem should have said, I take you to Israel because I did. No. Hashem will take us to Israel when the chair is going to be completed. After four languages of redemption, Hashem writes in the Torah, I swore in my chair. Why now Hashem is swearing in the chair? Because now the chair is completed. Because now Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David. Now the chair is completed. The Torah says, Hashem swore in his chair. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know the secret behind it is our children. Gemara says, when Hashem wanted to give us the Torah, Hashem to ask Moshe, I need some sort of warranty. If they want to hear me. Moshe came to Am Israel and Am Israel said, well, we do this. Hashem said, no. The guarantee is your children. You guarantee with your children, you teach them Torah. Send them to the right yeshivot, like this. I give it to them. If not, I don't take any guarantee from you. Here comes the Haggadah and says, listen, again, the best on the Torah. Torah says, in four occasions, three times in Sefer Shemot and one time in Sefer Dvarim, what happens if your child will ask you a question? But the Gemara says Hashem meant there are four kinds of children. One is smart, chacham, one is wicked, one is a little naive, and one doesn't know how to ask. So, if you want to say children, you can say more things. But you can do exactly those four. And what's so important about it is the Torah tells us this. As you know, four children Hashem, in the text, you read the text, the Torah says, what happened if the Chacham asked something? What happened if the Rasha asked? It's in the text in the Haggadah, we say. Chavim said, look, who is Ben Chacham? Who had the Ben Chacham? Of course, you know, David. David and Chacham. Shlomo. This is cup number four. Ben Chacham. Who is Ben Rasha? Yitzchak. Yitzchak had Esav. Who had somebody doesn't know how to ask? Yaakov. Mara says, who is the guy that doesn't know how to ask? Reuven. Mara says, when the brothers came down up from Egypt, and Yosef demanded to bring Yosef, to bring Binyamin, so Reuven went to Yaakov, and he said to Yaakov, you know what? I take Binyamin, and if I don't bring Binyamin, you kill my two children. And the Gemara says, Yaakov said, this man is an idiot. The whole shoter is an idiot. I'm going to kill his children. I'm going to kill my grandchildren. He does not last. The one is naive. It's not naive. It's called Tam. It's complete. This is Yitzchak. He's the son of Abraham Avinu. So the whole Haggadah, the whole Leila Seder runs. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov on the four languages of redemption, of building the chariot for Hashem, building the chariot, reinforcing the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and comes the Gemara with a punchline. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to tell you something. The whole root of the whole thing is Yosef. Says the Gemara, when you read the story about Yosef, he was in jail, the buckler, you know, again. He says, that's all I'll tell you the story. Yosef is going to come out of jail because the buckler has to be with wine again. And the buckler, I tell Yosef, listen, Bahalomi, I give the cup of wine in Paul's hand, and again the cup. The Gemara says in those sentences that this butler repeats to Yosef, he says four times the word cup. Four times the word cup. Says the Gemara, what's it all about? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. Yosef was in a vein. And when we read the Torah, we think, yeah. Yosef, you know, he knows how to interpret dreams. He says, no. The butler, when he said four times cups, why did he say so many times? And Yosef repeats it. He says, because four cups in Pesach. Yosef was in jail. And the butler is going to take him out of jail because the cups. So the Gemara says he should know the secret behind it. There's a pasuk in the Navi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us because of cups. They find in the Navi four times the word cups with poisoned wine that Hashem is going to give to the goyim that bother us. Which ones? Which one? Who bothers you? So the Gemara says, I tell you what it is. The second sentence in the Torah, Rashid Barak Kim Tashmayim et Aretz, is the first sentence. Second sentence, the Aretz, and earth, I thought, Tohu, one, Tavu, second, Hoshek, Tohom, four. The first one is Babel, this is exile of Babel. The second one is Paras and Madai. The third one is the Greeks. And the fourth one are the Romans. So on creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already hinted, and he told Adam HaRishon this. Adam HaRishon told Noach. And Noach told, Adam HaShem told Hanoch, Hanoch told Noach, Noach told Shem, Shem told Yaakov Avinu in the Yeshiva, and Yaakov told it to Yosef. There are four languages, four words in the Torah that hints, but Am Yisrael is going to go through four exiles. And Hashem is going to punish them by giving them to drink poison wine. And Hashem will save us with four cups of wine. So one is saying, it's more David, Kosi Revaya, another time. He says, Kosi Yeshuotesa. Before we drink wine, he says, Kosi Yeshuotesa. What do you say? What's the sentence? It's from Halil. Kosi Yeshuot. The cup of redemption. What is this? The Gemara says, what it means is, Hashem is going to turn the cups that we have on est lancé there into Yeshua for us. Yeshua, the Gemara says it's called Yeshuot, Yeshuat Mashiach, Yeshuat Gog and Magog. Gemara says it's a hint to us. It's not four cups of wine. It says the four cups of wine are because of Amishak and Yaakov and David. They refer to the four children of Amishak and Yaakov and David. And there's the four languages that really are going to reinforce the church of Hashem and make four reasons. But what's the purpose? What's the purpose? This is called Yeshuot. That tonight Hashem is going to bring Mashiach. That's the whole purpose. So the wine is the effect of the whole El Seder. That's what Shulchan Aruch said. You better have wine. Because the most important thing is your da'at, is your knowledge, is your understanding. And then I said, there is not, you know, I have a piece of matzah. Okay, I have a piece of matzah. I have a piece of matzah. I have a piece of meat from Korban Pesach. Okay. But that's what Hashem is looking for. Hashem is looking for his chair. Hashem is looking for the chariot. And how are you going to get the chair fixed? Now you're going to get the chariot fixed? By having in mind Ram Yitzchak and Yaakov and David. So every cup, you have to have in mind, this one is this. What are you doing? What? In order for the four cups at the end, this is called Yeshuot HaSar. This is to have Yeshua from Hashem. So the whole purpose of the Seder is not to remember. That's what the Rambam says, the Halacha says, the Gemara says in the Mishnah. The whole door of Ador, and every day, in every generation, a person has to feel that he is the one coming out of Egypt. So what do you mean? You have to imagine that you now are sitting next to the pyramids, and now you're going to come out. No, you have to feel what is the reason Hashem took you out of Egypt. Hashem took you out of Egypt is because of Amitzchak and Yaakov. It's because of what Amitzchak and Yaakov did for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Rambam says, that the Gemara says, that Leila said that you have to feel that you're coming out of Egypt. It's not, Baruch Hashem, I'm sitting in my house. You can't lie to yourself and say, I'm coming out of Egypt. You're not coming out of Egypt. Baruch Hashem, look, you're not in Egypt. You're never in Egypt. You're never going to be in Egypt. What do you mean? So you have to put yourself in a situation that you're coming out of Egypt. It means I don't deserve to be redeemed, but I'm going to be redeemed because of Ram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And Hashem swore to Ram Yitzchak and Yaakov. It means the night of redemption, said the Gemara, is tonight. But how are you going to get to that, to have this in mind? It says by the wine. By drinking the wine, the four cups. And you have to say to the Agada very seriously, because the text in between the cups and the Hallel is going to have the effect inside the wine. And the wine will have an effect on our brain. And then we'll be able to accomplish what Hashem wants us to accomplish. Amen.